Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Security Council on Monday backed a proposal outlined by U.S. President Joe Biden for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip and urged the Palestinian militants to accept the deal aimed at ending the eight-month-long war.
14 votes in favor, 0 votes against, 1 abstention. The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 2735.
Hamas welcomed the adoption of the U.S.-drafted resolution and said in a statement it's ready to cooperate with mediators over implementing the principles of the plan. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in the Middle East on Monday, hoping to deliver the ceasefire U.S. President Joe Biden proposed last month. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
If you want a ceasefire, press Hamas to say yes.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday shuttled between Cairo and Jerusalem, pushing a proposed truce in Gaza. Blinken first met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
The only party that's not said yes is Hamas. That's who everyone's waiting on. That's who the Palestinians in Gaza are waiting on. It's who the Israelis are waiting on. It's who the hostages and the hostage families are waiting on.
Blinken then flew to Israel, where he met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In a statement, Netanyahu said his country remained committed to total victory. A Hamas official told Reuters on Monday that Blinken's comments were biased toward Israel.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. military officials at the Pentagon on Monday sought to dispel what it said were false social media reports that Israel used a floating U.S. pier off Gaza in a hostage rescue mission, as the U.N. said it would review security before resuming aid deliveries from the dock. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military on Monday claimed responsibility for an attack on a refinery last week in southern Russia and said the damage done cost the Russian oil industry more than $500 million in lost production. A statement issued by the military's general staff said it was responsible for the June 5th attack on the oil refinery. Quote, according to intelligence reports, as a result of the strike, the invaders lost 1.5 million metric tons of oil and petroleum products, which amounts to about $540 million, the statement said. The jury has the case in U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden's gun trial after closing arguments on Monday, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Jurors in Delaware have started deliberating whether the president's son is guilty of charges over a revolver he bought 6 years ago when prosecutors say he was addicted to crack. They claim he lied on a federal form that he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. In closing arguments, a prosecutor told jurors to focus on the overwhelming evidence against Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's lawyers have tried to show he did not consider himself an addict when he filled out the form. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Migration Agency said on Monday the number of internally displaced people in Sudan has surpassed 10 million. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The International Organization for Migration says the tally includes 2.83 million driven from their homes before the current war began by multiple local conflicts that have been happening in recent years. More than 2 million other people have been driven abroad, mostly to neighboring Chad, South Sudan, and Egypt. IOM Director General Amy Pope says in a statement, imagine a city the size of London being displaced. That's what it's like. But it's happening with the constant threat of crossfire, with famine, disease, and the brutal ethnic and gender-based violence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The main hospital in Sudan's Al-Fashir city has been attacked by the paramilitary rapid support forces and put out of service. Doctors Without Borders, which supports the facility, told Reuters on Sunday. The city in the Darfur region of northwestern Sudan is home to more than 1.8 million residents and displaced people and is the latest front in a war between the Sudanese army and the RSF, which began in April 2023. The RSF, which has taken over the capital Khartoum and most of western Sudan, is also seeking to advance further within the center, as United Nations agencies say the people of Sudan are, quote, at imminent risk of famine. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.